And you'd see him. He wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
threatened him, or...
Well, Horton is going to hit him.
He threatened to hit him, I'll hit you if you don't be quiet or go on or whatever the reason might be.
Did you ever say he acted as if or he made out like he was going to hit him?
I said he attempted to hit him, maybe. I've heard people use that term.
Is there something bad that you'd expected to happen, like the child's walking along the top of a fence and you expected him to fall off and hurt himself, then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off? You say, well, I just...
knew it was going to happen, or I told him it would happen.
And?
He had been, I'd warned him that it was going to happen.
You say, she what him with a big knife?
Stabbed him.
Okay. And if someone, you'd say, today is Monday, so Sunday was...
yesterday.
And Tuesday is...
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here...
a week ago today, or yesterday.
We're talking about specifically Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier, he came here.
Sunday was a week ago.
Okay. And someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that. He's going to leave here.
A week from today.
Or Sunday.
So a week from Sunday.
Okay. Did you ever say Sunday week?
Yeah. Monday week, Tuesday week.
Does that mean in the future? Or?
That means in the future.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about...
15 days.
Did you ever hear that called a fortnight?
I've read it in history books. They had a fortnight in Kentucky for something. I've forgotten what it was. And maybe it wasn't a history book. Maybe it's something to do with Daniel Boone or some of the early pioneers.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time do you have?
Look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say that it's...
7:30.
Or it's half?
Half past 7.
And 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it's...
quarter past, or 45. Quarter past.
Not past.
Quarter till 8.
Okay. And you'd say... two people became members of a church and say last Sunday they
joined a church or...
and you go to church to pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provides a
music.
And if you really like the music, you say it was just
great and grand and marvelous.
What about music?
Beautiful, yeah.
Would you use that word?
Oh, yeah. Probably that would be the word I'd use if it was in a religious service.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, church will be over
before we get there.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Any other name?
Satan, the wicked one.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Me? If they were mine.
What about the boogerman?
Oh, I've heard people tell that, but...
How would they say that?
The boogerman's going to get you.
Is that the same as the devil?
I guess someone has called him that. I mean... like I say, if I tell them, I'll get you. They know it, too.